Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another great episode of The One. This is Legacy Lever Worldwide Empower Radio. I am your host for this afternoon. We're doing it right here live worldwide. This is Miss Sandra, and it's just been a blessing to be able to be on the air with you today. Oh, man, we got a topic to talk about today. And I know some of you are wondering maybe where I get, you know, these certain topics. You know, I pray. I pretty much pray, and I ask God, what do you want me to talk about? And he gave it to me at the last minute on yesterday. He said, talk about what's love got to do with it? And I know when I put that out there, a lot of you, your mind went straight to Tina Turner. You thought about Ike and Tina, you know, and when she put out the song, What Love Got to Do With It, and went straight to the number one charts. I remember singing it myself, and it wasn't until I got a little bit older that I really understood the lyrics from that song talking about love and how, you know, if you are singing from your hurt and your pain that you are still maybe healing from, you can sing from an area or an avenue that will have you sing from a point where you are still have a wall up. Because the word says, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion? And I just came to dispel that notion today as we get right into it about what's love got to do with it. Love has everything to do with it. I'll say that again. Miss Sandra says here worldwide, love has everything to do with it. If you're looking to be in a relationship with someone, if you're looking to finally want to get married to that person, or even in business relationships, friendships, family, what's love got to do with it? Everything. Love is the foundation and the basis for why we do what we do. You may not think so because you say, well, I got a lot of friends, but that don't mean I love them like that. Well, they're not really your friends because a friend loves at all times, you know. So you may have some acquaintances. You may have some buddies. You may have some homies. They're not really your friend. And so, therefore, you know, as we look at the topic today, what's love got to do? Miss Sandra says it has everything to do with it. And so let's get right here into the word right here. It says here, and I'm going to take you to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, in verse number. Understand, when I'm talking about these topics, you have to understand that I'm going to give it to you from a kingdom perspective. I know the world has its viewpoints on what love is, and people feel they can find love through sex, and people feel they can find love through buying other people's approval or buying other people's identities, and people feel they can have love through you know, this one and that one and testing and waters, but that has nothing to do with love at all. If you want to relate it to something, you pretty much can relate that to lust, selfish acts or desires to make one own self happy. Not necessarily other people happy or anyone else to benefit from it, but a lot of times it has to do with what self wants. But let me give you a little definition of what love is. First of all, it says here, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Now, Ms. Sean just had a whole mouthful right there, and you like, okay, if love doesn't do all that, and if love does do all of that, then why am I always getting hurt by love? I would say to you, a lot of times the reason why hurt may occur, unforgiveness may occur, anger may occur, rage may occur, is because somewhere down the line, love was traded for lust. Or selfish indulgence, and that really actually can all be tied into lust. It came to a point where that person or individual stopped thinking about the other person that's involved and begin to think about self, and so they gave in to those selfish things, the selfish desires, or that anger, or that rage, or that unforgiveness, or that bitterness, and took it out on you. But that is not love. I'm declaring, decreeing you today. I'm letting you know that is not love. Again, we're dealing with the topic today, what's love got to do with it? And you have to understand, before you go and get into a relationship with anyone, you need to know what love is. Love is giving. Love is not selfish. Love is not me, myself, and I. Nine times out of ten, a person that's singing the song or saying, me, myself, I just got me, myself, and I, is a person that may have been hurt long down the road or feel that, you know, they can't depend on anybody else but themselves. And so, therefore, they refuse to love or give love or even receive love. But love is always ready to love. I said this on my Facebook page the other day. I said, let love come do what it was assigned to do without any interruptions, without any setbacks. Love is always ready to love. I'm going to say that again. Love is always ready to love. We have to make up in our minds that we are ready to love right along with love. And see, love is going to do its process, but that means that our selfish desires, our hurt, our pain, our anger, our bitterness, our unforgiveness cannot ride the front seat when it comes to love. It has to take a back seat. It has to disappear. It has to remain in our past. We have to bury that. If we're ever going to allow anyone to share our heart or to share our love or to share our moments, we have to be willing to be open and to be vulnerable. And for some of us, that is so fearful for some of us. Some of us, we just like the thought of letting anyone in your heart terrifies you, because the last time you did that, you got detrimentally hurt. It almost took you out. It took you a long time to come around again. But I want to let you know that what you experienced was not love. That was an act of lust. That was a selfish act of self. That was a selfish act of lust. That was not love. And no matter how much they told you they loved, that was a moment of selfishness. That was a moment of imposing evil upon you without you even giving them the permission to do it. They imposed that evil. But I'm telling you, that was not love. Why? Because God is love. And that's, let me go one more verse here at 1 John, the 4th chapter, and we're going to the 16th verse. And it says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us, for God is love. That's what it says. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. And so, therefore, the right kind of love is going to love you for who you are. The right kind of love is going to appreciate who you are. The right kind of love is going to esteem you. The right kind of love will cherish you. The right kind of love also will hold you accountable. So it's not just all, you know, touchy-feely stuff and roses and white roses and red roses. Love is going to hold you accountable to some things that you may be doing wrong. That's when you know you have a good friend. That's when you know you have a good wife, good husband, or if you're dating, you have a good boyfriend, girlfriend, is when they love you enough to be honest with you, to be vulnerable and open to you. When they say, okay, I love you, but the way this is happening, it doesn't make me feel good, or you need, no, you don't need to go outside with those tight sweatpants showing your socks and them shoes. No, that's not, and your ankles are ashy. You can't go out looking like that, boo. You need to go in, put some jeans and a shirt on, even if you are just going to the grocery store. You know, sometimes we get comfortable around the people that we with, and we don't think we have to keep looking special. We don't have to think we have to keep looking up, keep ourselves up, and we just go out looking any old kind of way, and they want to tell you so bad, like, oh, your wig is crooked, and those pants are just a little bit too high waterish right now. Could you please, because I might see, you might see somebody we know, and they don't think I'm covering you the way you need to be covered. So, baby, you need to go in. Could you just please put on some nice clothes and put some decent ones on, some pants that at least go down to your, past your ankles. But that's love. That's saying, I love you so much, I don't want you to just go out looking any old kind of way. I don't want you just to go acting any old kind of way. That is what love does. It helps us. It wants us to look better, act better, feel better. Now, there's also a second part to that, that you have to be careful that, you know, you're saying you love this person, but you never have anything positive to say. Again, that's going back into the area or the spirit of lust, where you're just, you haven't gotten delivered from some things that maybe you're dealing with internally, and therefore, because you refuse to deal with it internally, you put it off on somebody else that they need to fix. And the Bible clearly states that, how can you pick out something out of your brother's eye when you got a big old beam in your own eye? And so there may be some things you're dealing with internally that you can't really recognize or love somebody else because you're having issues with your own self. And so I went on and I looked up some things that said from Iyanla Van Zandt, and for some of you, you know, she's an author. She gives very good motivational quotes dealing with self-esteem, love, you know, friendship, honoring one another, and wisdom. And she also has, you know, her own show, Fix My Life, on the OWN Network. And, I was able to catch a couple of those shows, and, man, what some tear-dropping shows they were. But she always has, you know, such great piercing words of not only encouragement, but of accountability. Again, love not only comes to love, but it comes to hold you accountable, because love wants you to be the best that you can be at who God says you are. Love wants you to be the best you can be at who love says, or who God says you really are. So she says this, and I want y'all to listen up to what it says here. It says, you can have all the dating criteria, meaning you got your checklist, you done did your homework, you got your stuff in order. And it says here, and you can have all the standards in the world. So in other words, she's saying you could have went to the training camp, you could have took all this training, you could have listened to the advice of others, you're applying it, it seems like it might be working for you, you got the checklist there. But she says this, but what you draw to you is what you are. That right there is that says it all right there. What you draw to you is what you are. And so some of us need to take a nice little look in the mirror and ask, what are we drawing to us? Are we drawing people of hurt and pain and anger and bitterness? Because in us, that's what we have. We can say, oh, no, well, you know, that's not me. But what is it that you keep attracting those type of people to you? Why is it that you keep attracting those who like to use and manipulate people to you? It's because there's a seed in you somewhere that's drawing that type of person. Why do you like to, you know, why do people who like to lie and set traps and dog you out keep coming to you? Why do you keep ending up in those hurtful relationships? It's something in you that's drawing them to you. And so, see, people can't be drawn what's not in you. So those type of people, if it's not in you, they're not going to be attracted to you. They're only going to be attracted, when it said you heard of the same birds of a feather flock together, well, they're only going to flock to what they're attracted to. Ducks are not going to go and fly around with buzzards. That's not what they were designed and purposed to do. They're not going to go and go and eat with vultures. That's not what they were designed to do. Vultures are going to flock around vultures, and ducks are going to fly in the V formation with other ducks. And so you have to understand that what's in you is what's drawing those type of people to you. So if you are a loving person that you know you have gotten delivered, you are ready for love, you are ready to open up your heart, you are ready to be vulnerable, you are ready to search and venture out, then that's what you're going to attract. You're going to attract people that are ready to love. Now, it's not saying that you're not going to hit any bumps in the road. You may hit a few bumps in the road, but hey, it's okay. You have made up in your mind that you're going to love no matter what. Now, let me finish what she said. Now, again, let me read that one more time, because that thing is so profound and it's so good. You can have all the dating criteria and standards in the world, but what you draw to you is what you are. If you're not abundant in love, listen to these key words that she's saying. This is Iyanla Van Zandt. If you're not abundant in love and self-esteem and self-respect, then, you know, says if you're not abundant in all of that and self-worth in your heart, you're not going to draw somebody that's the same way. That's what I just said. You're not going to draw those type of people. You can want those people all you want. But unless you make a conscious decision to get rid of all that gunk that's in your heart that you know you're not, you don't want to go down this road before again. You don't want to go down this road of continuously being hurt, continuously being betrayed, continuously being lied on, continuously being cheated on, continuously, you know, having people set you up or dog you out. And we're not just talking, again, female and male relationships. We're also talking maybe business relationships. We're talking friendships here. We may be talking, you know, work relationships. And it seems like, you know, you're going in this same vicious cycle. But like it's like Iyanla Van Zandt said, who you are is what you attract. And so there's some things that maybe this week we need to take time before we go into the Christmas holidays to get rid of. You know, you say, you know, a lot of times we talk our own defeat before we even get into the situation. We're like, well, you know, it seems like right around the same time this situation happens and I'm expecting it to happen again. Well, you know what? You're dealing with an area that you never let go of. You're saying that I'm already going to speak my defeat because this is what already happened. So you already put the repeated pattern in front of you to walk down again. And God is saying, look, I'm love. I don't keep any records of wrong. Love is patient and love is kind. So if somebody is trying to impose themselves on you, you have to be careful of that too. It says love is patient and love is kind. So sometimes, you know, you might be talking to someone, you might be dealing with someone that may not be all the way quite there. But love is patient and love is kind. If we're talking about love, it will get there. It will continue to grow. Love is always growing. What does love have to do with it? What love got to do with it? Everything. Everything in who you are is based on the foundation of love. God loved us so much that he gave his only son. He even talked about that. So therefore, you know, when you know, you get into relationships, you're saying, okay, I'm ready to love. You should not go into a relationship saying, I wonder how long this going to last. If you're looking at that, talking about, well, I wonder how long this going to be, then you're not ready to love. You're going to say, look, I'm going to give it as much as I can. I'm going to give it 100%. I'm going to try and do what I can do to love 100%, and I'm not going to hold back. And if it works out, fine. If it don't, then you know what? I can say that I didn't hold anything back, that I was not afraid to allow love. Now, Iyanla Van Zandt says one more thing here. She says, very often in our lives, we attach things to love. The getting, the having, the keeping. But she says here, let's keep it simple. Love is God's presence in a room. Wow. Now that's powerful. Love is God's presence in a room. You ought to be so, allow love to come to you in such a way that when you walk in the room, they can feel the presence of God on you without even really knowing you. They'll say, you know, there's just such a presence about you. When you're with the right person and God has designed you to be with that one, there's something about the aura that you have that people can tell, hey, you know what? I know God put you two together. I can see it. I smell it. There's a beautiful scent. It is a beautiful scent about your friendships. It's a beautiful scent about your sisterhood or your brotherhood. There's something special about that. Love has an aura or a scent about it that you cannot shake, that you know the difference between what love is and what lust is. Even the people that may still be dealing with difficult situations, you may have experienced a bad divorce. You may, like I did, I experienced a terrible divorce. It got worse after we got divorced. We started fighting more after it was over with. Had paperwork in my hand, but we almost fought every single day about nothing. It was just the anger. It was just the bitterness. It was just the unforgiveness. But what I did do, and this is what Ms. Sandra is saying that a lot of us need to do, we need to make a conscious decision that we are going to love, that we are going to spend every day of our life loving. You might be saying, well, that just sounds a little bit too Mary Poppins-ish. You know, there's just too many flowers and blooming fruit and all that stuff. I'm not there yet. It's going to take me a little while. Well, I'm just saying take one step at a time forward. You didn't hear that. Take one step at a time forward. And see, you celebrate your small victories. Some people may be saying, well, no, you ain't do all this. Celebrate your small victories, because it was a time where if somebody said something wrong to you, you cussed them out and was ready to slash them up. Now you don't even cuss. You might get a little bit upset, but you know how to walk away and shake it off. It could have been a time where you used to handle your frustrations or your problems in the bottle of alcohol or drugs, but now you've lost the taste and desire. Celebrate small victories. Celebrate each step forward. That's what love does. Love will tell you to keep on going. Love will tell you to stand up and be strong. Love will tell you to give it another chance. Love will tell you to don't shut your heart down. Love will tell you you are the best. Love will tell you to encourage yourself. Love will tell you don't you dare turn back. Love will tell you can't give up now. Love will tell you you can't lose your life now. Love will tell you there are many for you than against you. Love will tell you that you have everything in you to be successful. Love will tell you to continue to support you. Love will tell you when you're overweight, you need to lose some weight so that you can have life and have it more abundantly, so that you can continue to have a long, prosperous life. Love will tell you to keep moving forward. Love will tell you to be strong. Love will tell you to lift your head up. Love will push you when you don't feel like going forward. Love will tell you to put that gun down. Life is not over yet. Love will tell you and speak into your ear, whisper in your ear, I got you. Love will tell you I'm going to be there when no one else is there. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That God kind of love does not come through anything, through lust or just a passing night. No, love will continue to be there regardless of who's there and who's not, who's walked away. Love will continue to hold your hand. Love will continue to say, I still have a perfect plan for you. If you don't know who I'm talking about right now, I am talking about Jesus Christ, one. But two, you need to connect with people to make sure you're with the people that will continue to encourage you, that will not leave you falling off the cliff when things get bad. See, even if you are by yourself, love is still telling you there is someone for you. Love is telling you don't give up hope now. Love is telling you just have a little bit more faith. Love is telling you, this is your day today. Love is telling you, give it another chance. Love is telling you to get those business plans out. There's a yes for you. Love is telling you there is a yes over your life. What does love got to do with it? It has everything to do with it. Love is not a secondhand emotion. Love is what love does. God is love, and therefore, because God is love, we have the strength and the power to overcome any obstacle, anything that's trying to keep us bitter, anything that's trying to hold us back from obtaining the good things in life. Let me tell you that today, on December 11, 2012, Ms. Sandra says you deserve to have a good love. You deserve to have a good life. You deserve to have great things. You deserve to have the best. Let me tell you, your best day is not only yet to come. They can be right now. When you make up in your mind and you make up a decision that you will no longer be held back by bitterness and unforgiveness, I know you were hurt. I know you probably, can I actually trust again? You can. With God's kind of love, you can. Love does not fail. What love is patient, love is kind. Like I said, take one step forward each day. You might can't do leaps and bounds right now, but you can do one step forward. It may take you some time, but as long as you are making a progression forward, guess what? Your past becomes dimmer and dimmer to the point you don't even see it anymore. When you continue to make one step forward, your past becomes dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. So Ms. Sandra says in these last few minutes, don't allow the things that happen to you along the way stop you from being able to love and stay in love all the time. Is it easy? No. But you have to remember, love is not selfish. A lot of times we refuse to love because of what we've experienced, we become selfish and don't want to release our heart. Or we release in our heart, but with a closed fist. You cannot release your heart with a closed fist. Either you're going to go head on and just say, I'm going to trust you regardless because I trust God. And so, therefore, I'm opening up my arms to my hand to you, and I'm allowing you in my heart. See, that's when you have the power. The greatest power you can have on this earth is the power to love through anything. Wow. The power to love through anything. That speaks volumes about who you are. And when you become like that, guess what? You attract other people who are like that. You'll be able to tell before that person even presents their portfolio if they're for real or if they fake. You already know before they even step to you. Why? Because the internal change in you to make a decision to love and love all the way has taken place, and therefore you're not afraid anymore. You're not holding back anymore. You're not giving responses out of hurt and anger and pain. I know it hurt. I know you're probably like, how can I do this? This person left me, this person betrayed me, this person used me, this person cheated on me, they brought this into the marriage, they brought that into the marriage, and that's not what, you know, I was expecting. It happened. What can I say? It happened. But what can you do? What can you do now that you're here? Are you going to continue to allow them to have the power over you that are no longer part of your lives and they moved on with theirs? Are you going to continue to wake up and allow them to dictate to you how your day is going to be, how your life is going to be? Or are you going to take charge over your life? Are you going to take charge and say, today I'm going to let love in. No matter what, I'm going to decide to make love my foundation. And so I pray you learn something today. What does love have to do with it? If you're planning to get into any kind of relationship or do anything that is going to speak volumes in your life, love has everything to do with it. It has to be your foundation and why you are motivated to do what you do. Because, see, when everything else may fail, that love is going to speak to you and tell you to get up, keep going, dust yourself off, because you're still alive. That means you still have another opportunity to make it happen. Ms. Sandra loves you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Continue to spread this good word of the one relationship, real talk relationships. I thank you so much for supporting me, supporting the ministry. Continue to be the one that he is looking for, and continue, men, to look for that Proverbs 31 woman. You have to be that Proverbs 31 man. Ms. Sandra loves you. I'll be back next week as we continue on the love relationships about the one. Remember to always love hard, love strong, and love on purpose. God bless you.